They've incorporated their culture and their values into the city, and they've enriched the city both, like, from a, you know, work ethic and, you know, the restaurants and the music, and it's really a diverse city. I mean, you walk down Devaney Avenue, you know, you go through Korean neighborhoods, old Jewish neighborhoods, Arabic neighborhoods, Pakistani Indian neighborhoods. It's incredible. The intensity, city. I think, yeah, development has pushed us away from other people. You know, a lot of times people are rude because they want, like, immediate access or immediate information. You know, some things in life can't be immediate. Sometimes you just gotta wait and let things happen. People are, like, increasingly rude. Like, I'll say, somebody will get in the cab, they'll say, I'll get them there in 5 minutes, and they say, well, it should only take 3. Now, who gives a shit if it takes 5 minutes or 3 minutes? Who cares? At the end of your life, nobody's gonna put on your tombstone, shit, I got there in a cab in 7 minutes instead of 3. You know, it doesn't matter, and technology has made us slaves to time. A lot of people that are really have technical jobs, they're slaves to time. And time is the essence of life, it seems like, and they're basically, like, losing it. They're losing the essence of their life because, you know, their life is, like, just going away, and they're not enjoying it because they're just so engrossed in efficiency and productivity and shit like that, that it's almost sad. They all come here from somewhere else, like, seeking their fame and fortune or the top jobs in their career, you know, in their industries. And they get very engrossed in it, and they get into these, you know, cell phones and computers. And I think the real important things in life are, you know, people and your family. And I think you don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that until they're older. I think there's going to be a backlash against technology.